This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, hour number two of the program today. Steve Hallstrom here sitting in for Scott Hennon. Scotty getting some R&R after a crazy week last week, a lot of traveling and big Charlie Kirk show in Fargo. So glad to be here with you, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn riding with me as well, and you, wherever you are at today. And we have listeners all over the globe, no kidding. I've seen the texts and the emails and text messages that come in telling us where people are listening from. We sure appreciate that. So thank you for being with us here on the program today. We're going to start the second hour of the program talking a little bit about the coronavirus and more specifically the Delta variant of COVID-19. We're joined by Dr. Scott Jensen here on the program. And Dr. Jensen is a gentleman who we have gotten to know on this program and our stations because he was a state senator in the state of Minnesota out of Chaska. He has now declared that he's going to run against Tim Walz for governor coming up next year. And he's a great authority and a good, solid voice of common sense on coronavirus, and so he's been a favorite of ours here. Dr. Jensen, thank you for your time. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be with you.
I guess I'll let you do the talking here, my friend. So how worried should we be about this Delta variant?
Numerous articles have compared the original wild COVID-19 virus to the Delta variant, and we've had numerous variants along the way. The Delta variant is the one that seems to be penetrating so many areas of the globe. But virtually every one of the articles, whether you're talking about the major American medical journals or Lancet in Britain or Israeli medical journals, are indicating that this disease is different than the original COVID-19 disease, where the focus was shortness of breath, cough, fever. This one has been almost more like a cold. It's moved up the respiratory tree into runny nose, sore throat, low-grade fever, maybe headaches. And the other thing that's positive or good about this is that the number of hospitalizations hasn't surged. We're not in any risk of overwhelming our hospital facilities. And the lethality or the death rate coming from the Delta variant does not seem to be anywhere near what we were seeing with the original COVID-19 virus. That means good stuff. Now, granted, we're seeing new cases, but I think we're probably seeing a lot more new cases than we're measuring, because I think that there's a certain attitude on the parts of many people that COVID is dramatically improved. And I'm going to guess that we're seeing a fair amount of people having summer colds that may well have this Delta variant that is not being identified. But I think that along the way, what we're seeing is that the vaccine does cover the Delta variant. Recovering from the original COVID-19 natural virus also seems to be providing adequate immune coverage, perhaps even better immune coverage than the vaccine against the Delta variant. So to me, I don't think the fear-mongering is necessary. I think we should really focus on the collateral damage that we have seen so much of. I continue to see almost on a daily basis the horrendous results that come from delayed screening, whether it's a mammogram or a colonoscopy, delayed treatments for various cancers or even for congestive heart failure patients. And then we've got the whole realm of drug overdoses, suicidal ideation, domestic abuse, the whole spectrum of mental health diseases. These are on the dramatic upswing. People are just hurting. They're angry. They're frustrated. They're angry with themselves. They're angry that a loved one died alone. This does really deserve our attention. And I think the idea of placing all of our focus on COVID-19 Delta variant almost at the exclusion of other things is ill-advised. I still don't understand why we don't see more from the CDC saying to people, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, exercise, try to get yourself at peace. A healthy mind, body, and spirit will help you fight off COVID-19 more successfully. It is just astonishing to me the way we have dealt with this public health crisis.
That's interesting information and good perspective there. When it comes to the vaccines, Dr. Jensen, how safe are they? We had gotten a note from one of our listeners earlier today saying that the VAERS website the CDC runs has now dropped a whole bunch more information about deaths from this vaccine. Do you feel that the vaccine, by and large, is a safe vaccine for people to take?
This is an important question, and I'm going to go ahead and jump off the cliff just like I usually do and answer it straight up and on it. Because, quite frankly, I am a born skeptic. I'm the same guy who thinks that we use too much Lipitor, we use too many pills, we have less than 5% of the world's population, but we consume probably some 30, 40% of the prescription drugs. We consume as a small country, in terms of the global population, some 99% of some of the various opiate products out there. This is astonishing. So here we come with the vaccine. So we've got these people who ridicule me and call me names. They call me an anti-vaxxer, which is stupid because I spend $100,000 a year purchasing vaccines to give to my patients. So that's just lunacy, but they go ahead and do it because they have a lot of courage behind the anonymous keyboard. That does vex me, if you will. Then they call me a COVID denier, which is silly because I've had patients die of it, and I've had it myself, so I'm not a COVID denier. But let's get to the heart of the matter. For more than 20 years, we have looked at the VAERS program, which is, if you will, monitored and regulated by the CDC, and we have held its data up as a credible source until recently. All of a sudden, the VAERS data is now being denigrated. It's being demonized and vilified by people who don't like the message. Getting back to the question, is the COVID-19 vaccine safe? Relatively, if you give it to some, say you give it to a million people, you're going to have some deaths. You're going to have perhaps one out of 200,000, one out of 100,000. It's so difficult to tell because the number of reports that are submitted to the VAERS program by doctors is only 1 to 10% of what it probably could or should be. So then we get back to the question, is the COVID-19 vaccine safe? Well, if you compare it to other vaccines, you would have to say, this is not the safe vaccine. This is a vaccine that has had more reports of deaths and significant problems to VAERS than perhaps all vaccines combined over the last 20 years. So would we say then, well, this is really a safe vaccine? No. But does that mean we should throw it out? No, it doesn't, because for many people, it's a game changer. For many people, if they get COVID-19 disease with their underlying health conditions, by far and away, they're at much greater risk of dying from COVID-19 than they would be from the COVID vaccine. So the game changer that the COVID vaccine is absolutely remains. It's simply that we have to be measured in terms of who do we think should get it. If you're looking at a group of people under the age of 20 who have a statistical 0% chance of dying from COVID-19, but you want to give them all the vaccine, and then they all of a sudden have an actual potential for death introduced into the equation for a disease that isn't going to cause them any great likelihood of death or even severe disease, you have to ask, why are we doing that? So I'd love to give you a real clean answer, Steve, but I think, like most vaccines, we target certain populations. And I think you could ask the question, is a diphtheria tetanus shot as important for an 80-year-old person who hasn't had it in the last 10 years as it might be to a 30-year-old person who hasn't had it in the last 10 years? These are scientific judgments that should be made, and they should be made in the context of a conversation between a patient and a physician. And when we don't allow that to happen, we're undercutting critical rights of individual citizens in America, because health freedom is sort of an assumed right but it isn't behaving that way when you look at CDC and FDA. So I would have to say that one of the major things we have to do in the near future is we have to pass a health freedom amendment that provides a vaccination bill of rights for people to be able to make their own choice based on their own considerations, their religious perspective, perhaps their conscience. But it seems like we're being just bullied and twisted around by these various Machiavellian declarations where we, if we don't get the vaccine, we can't do this, this, and this. And we have people going door to door asking questions about our health. And I would say, well, shoot them out. They're going to ask us that. Why don't they ask us what our last pap smear was, our last PSA test was? Where does it stop?
It's a great question. Dr. Jensen, we've got to hit a commercial break. Do you have just a couple more minutes to hang on with us? I've got one more question I'd love to get your thoughts on. Could you share a few more minutes with us, sir?
Sure, I could.
Okay, great. Back with Dr. Scott Jensen, running for governor, family practice doctor out of the Twin Cities. His perspective, I think, is going to be really important in this conversation as we continue. We're going to continue with him when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
So it can be tough to get your jobs done when your diesel truck or your tractor is out of commission. Instead of taking your vehicle to a regular auto shop for repairs, bring it to people that know that business well. They specialize in diesel vehicles at DAC Diesel in Bismarck. You can count on the expertise of their mechanics to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. The owner grew up in the auto repair trade, specifically working in diesel vehicle repairs. He brings 20 years of experience to every job. He's constantly learning so he can continue to provide the best service to his clients. Visit their shop today in Bismarck to get the service you need for your diesel vehicle. You can find them online at DAKDiesel.com. We are visiting with Dr. Scott Jensen here on the What's on Your Mind program. Steve Hallstrom in for Scott Hennen today. Dr. Jensen is running for governor in state of Minnesota against, well, he'll have to get through the Republican primary and all that stuff, but eventually the hope would be for him and his team that he'd be able to go against Tim Walz in the general election. How's the campaign going so far, Scott?
It's been on fire. It's amazing how much energy is out there. People are concerned. I think Minnesotans across the great state of Minnesota recognize that this is not a sustainable path, that we should be able to lean into Minnesotans and trust them. We should be able to let miners mine, farmers farm, teachers teach, and let business owners run their businesses. I think we have 60,000 people that have joined our email team. We've raised nearly $700,000, which I don't believe has ever been done by a non-incumbent candidate this far in advance of the general election, you know, 15, 16 months in advance. So 700,000 is a big number. We've got some 300,000 people that follow us on Facebook, 50,000 plus follow us on TikTok, 50,000 plus follow us on Twitter, I think. So it's been a remarkable surge of energy, and it energizes my wife and I, and it tells us that the message that we're conveying is right. You know, we don't need more professional politicians. We need people to go down there, solve problems, stay connected with the community in which they live, and get back home once you're done with your public service. Citizen legislator, citizen representatives matter. That's not what we've been getting.
Yeah. Well, great to hear. And I'm glad that you're getting some good traction, because a doctor who understands public health but can also balance that with the needs of society is such an important element to have in our political conversation. And we've got people that know one side and not the other, but I think you bring the ability to really mesh those two together, because it needs to be, we need to consider health, no question about it, but it can't be the only thing that we consider. That's a really important point. Good stuff there. Dr. Jensen, probably the question that I get the most from people that I hear who have, I've got a teenage daughter, many of my friends do as well, and they're considering the vaccine for their daughters. And the question I had for you is, do we know enough yet about, have there been birth defects from women who got the vaccine while they were expecting or in their 9 months of pregnancy? And what advice would you give to parents of young women, teenage daughters, when they're thinking about the vaccine for them?
It's a really rock-solid, important question for so many families. And for those people who don't come to that question with a certain sensitivity, but instead just want to bombastically declare that they have the right answer, I would stay away from those kinds of comments, because honestly, let's be clear, we have only started to vaccinate women of childbearing ages within the last few months, because they were not at the top of the list for the most part. So we don't have a lot of data. There is some data questioning the rate of miscarriage. And so spontaneous miscarriages, we have concerns about that. There's been data on the VAERS program that lead us to have some concerns there. In terms of actual malformations of children, congenital malformations, whether or not those congenital abnormalities are consistent with life or not, or sustainable, I don't think we have that data. But I do think that we have a clear enough marker here that we should be able to ask this question. If public health is obligated to look at not just the immediate moment, but also downstream effects of what actions we take, then why are we in such a hell-bent hurry to take teenage girls and women in their 20s and 30s that may still be childbearing or would like to, and potentially put them in a situation where they might incur a greater risk of infertility? They might have more likelihood of problems with the pregnancy downstream, especially in regards to this population being literally at statistically a 0% chance of dying from COVID-19. It astonishes me that we're willing to put blinders on us from a public health perspective and say it's all about vaccinating everybody. And I'd be saying, gee, a 13-year-old girl who's just starting to have her menstrual cycles begin, and we've had enough VAERS data demonstrate that we've seen dramatic and remarkable changes in some menstrual patterns for women in the childbearing years. I don't understand this. If I don't have a 13-year-old daughter, and I am grateful that I don't. But the notion of jumping in and doing something that we're not quite sure of in a data environment that says that we have so much more risk with this vaccine, according to VAERS, than we've had with the last 20 years of vaccines combined, I don't get it. I mean, my heart goes out to parents and to these young women as to how to do it, because I know the pressure is immense. And now we've got college kids being forced to do it, and some are being told, you have to do this. You have to get tested. You have to wear a mask. I mean, absolutely wearing a Scarlet A, the Nathaniel Hawthorne novel. And this is just so unbelievable that I really feel for parents, and I feel for these women. And every decision has to be a personal choice. And then the idea that the test might cost anywhere from $250 to $450, depending upon what these testing companies and Vault Medical decide to charge, it's a remarkable situation, and it certainly isn't the best in terms of what we could have done.
Well, Dr. Jensen, always great information, and you get us thinking about a lot of things, and your perspective is one that we don't hear from many people. In fact, just had a text message come in. Dr. Jensen, thank you so much for mentioning natural immunity to COVID-19, which is ignored by the media in the White House, despite millions of people who have it and don't need the vaccine because they already have the antibodies. So Adam sent that in. So Dr. Jensen, you're telling us some things that we need to hear and think about, and we really appreciate you taking the time today.
It's my pleasure, and thank you, Steve, for your commitment to getting the word out.
Thank you for your time. Dr. Scott Jensen, and candidate for governor in the state of Minnesota in 2022. Thank you, Dr. Jensen. Take care and have a great rest of your day. All right. We are going to, in a couple minutes, we're going to be visiting with Greg Steeman, North Dakota District 27 state representative. There is a recall effort going on in Valley, or a recall effort going on with Dwight Kiefert, state representative, Republican out of Valley City. We're going to get a little bit of light shed on that one. But I do want to tell you, though, about our Wednesday Wheels deal of the day from Puckless Chevy Buick GMC. And this is a deal going out of the Valley City store. It's a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ crew cab. Only 94,000 miles on this one. The price is fantastic. $28,000 even. It's on the lot right now at $28,995, but you save $1,000, and this baby still has a lot of life left in it. Nice dark blue color, 6-speed automatic trailer package. You can pull anything here. It's a V8 flex fuel vehicle, too, so you get the great gas mileage. E85 is going to save you some money. Local one-owner trade from a gentleman in Valley City. It won't last long if you go in there. Let them know you heard about it on the radio on the What's On Your Mind show, and they will take good care of you. Puckless Chevy Buick GMC. PucklessValleyCity.com is their website there. Or go over the lot, and better way to check it out there in Valley City. When we come back, Greg Steeman talking about what's happening with the recall effort against Representative Dwight Kiefert. That's next.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires out west, including the Bootleg Fire in Oregon, are creating hazy skies in New York State as the massive plumes spew smoke and ash into the air up to 6 miles high. Michael Avenatti, the high-profile lawyer recently sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for a $25 million extortion case in New York, is in California Wednesday on charges he embezzled millions of dollars from his clients. Opening statements are scheduled in Santa Ana, California for Avenatti, who once represented porn actress Stormy Daniels. Avenatti is expected to represent himself in the case after U.S. District Court Judge James Selna on Tuesday granted his request to do so. Brisbane, Australia was picked Wednesday to host the 2032 Olympics, the inevitable winner of a one-city bid. The Games will go back to Australia 32 years after the popular 2000 Sydney Olympics, Melbourne last hosted in 1956. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that Advanced Business Methods is an employee-owned company based right here? That means your money stays in the community. That's some good news, friends. Today's printers are high-end computers. Now, what they have in those machines, print management software from Advanced Business Methods, that means you get the data and analytics to help you track the usage, tell you how to save money on the jobs you print, who's printing what, and a whole lot more. And did you know that hackers can get into your networks through your printers? That wireless technology can be a double-edged sword. Make sure that everything stays as it should and the bad people stay out. Get a hold of the gang at Advanced Business Methods, abmnow.com. That's abmnow.com. Glad to have you with us. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennon today on the What's On Your Mind program. And I saw this story circulating yesterday. I said, we got to talk about this today on What's On Your Mind. State Representative Dwight Kiefer from Valley City has represented his district in the North Dakota House since 2013. There's now a petition to recall him. And they went through the Secretary of State's office, and they played by the rules. And so the petition was approved, and so people are out getting signatures now. They've got to get 1,764 signatures by July 19th of next year. And what is all behind this? Well, some people think that it's a result of his vote to expel Luke Simons, a District 36 representative. And maybe some people are, maybe within the Republican Party, are not too happy about that. So wanted to find a way to break it down. We did put in a call to Representative Kiefer. We're not able to contact him. But we are fortunate to have on the line today Greg Steeman. And Greg is a state representative from District 27 in Fargo to help shed some light on this one. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Yourself?
Doing great. Appreciate you making time for us. So I guess you kind of heard my setup. I'll let you go. What do we need to know here?
Well, I think it's an unfortunate situation, put it that way. When you look at Representative Kiefer, you're looking at an individual who's represented his people extremely well to the point that he's won re-election with approximately 70% of the vote. And so the people of his district have spoken and said, we appreciate the work he's doing in Bismarck. And we appreciate the work he's doing on our behalf. And what you're seeing now, and it's happened across the state in a number of different districts in different manners, where I think it can be seen as, you know, some very strong representatives, Republican representatives, who do great work for the people they represent in Bismarck, are being, in a way, personally attacked for some of the decisions or votes that they've made. And I think the most important thing we need to keep in mind as a state is that we do have a strong Republican majority. in both chambers. I think the Republican Party has always been able to stand for embracing diversity of thought, embracing dialogue, embracing the ability to discuss differences and come to reasonable compromises, and eventually you end up effectively legislating, passing effective legislation that positively impacts the vast majority of North Dakotans. And that's one of the things that the Republican Party has always been so good at. And this is the unfortunate part that we're seeing is, I think it's things being taken to a personal level and people questioning the judgments and even some votes. It's just not the right way to go about things. And I think it's a slap in the face to the people who elected Representative Kiefert overwhelmingly from his district.
Well, you're not the only one who believes that, Greg. Perry Schaefer, chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party, put out a statement yesterday about this, saying, quote, "This frivolous and unserious effort is a distraction from the important work we are undertaking as a party. Although I believe that we ought to have vigorous debate as a party, I also believe that this is a wholly unproductive way to express our differences. We stand behind Representative Dwight Kiefert." End quote. So, Greg, is this petition coming? Is this effort coming from other Republicans?
Unfortunately, unfortunately. I don't know that it's they say they, you know, believe in Republican principles, but I don't know that their actions always back that up. I do want to go back and follow up with what you just said. I commend the NDGOP chair, Perry Schaefer, for coming out right away. I commend Majority Leader, you know, Chet Pollard and Glenn Bosch and Assistant Majority Leader Scott Lauser. I believe they're strongly against this effort as well. And I think as a Republican Party, the vast, vast, vast majority of people who consider themselves conservatives, members of the Republican Party, believe the same thing. And I think that's the unfortunate. It's an extremely vocal minority that is kind of attempting to do some things at the grassroots level that really is tearing at the fabric of you know, a strong Republican presence in North Dakota. And I think it's something that it's important. I'm glad our leadership is standing up and saying, no, this is the wrong way to do things. We trust that the voters who put these people in positions, we trust that these voters know who they're voting for. And when you look at someone like Representative Kiefert, who's well thought of and is strongly supported by the vast majority of his district, we owe those voters the right to tell them that, you know what, you are the ones who decide who should represent us and who shouldn't, not an extremely vocal minority that's going to try to get enough signatures. And you talked about it. They're taking the right steps, going through the Secretary of State's office, all those things. But I hope people really ask the questions as to why and what is behind this recall effort and expect to get answers from, you know, to those questions. Don't just sign this blindly and say, well, he must have done something wrong, so I'll sign. Let's actually do some investigation and ask the difficult questions. I think that's an important way to go about this, Steve.
Does this recall petition, Greg, have to come from Valley City, from this particular district, or can anybody in any corner of the state go through this process of doing the petition against somebody in whatever city that person might live in?
You know what? I'm not going to answer that question, Steve, because I don't know the answer. I don't know if it has to be a resident of the district, and I apologize for that.
No, that's okay.
Obviously, the Secretary of State, you know, if they've met those qualifications, maybe does have to be somebody from that district. I'm sure they've found somebody that was able to at least go through the proper process. But I cannot speak. I can't speak intelligently about that because I don't know the answer.
Yeah, it makes sense. What happens if they get the signatures? Does this mean that that Representative Kiefer goes back on the ballot, or does that mean that he's removed from office? What would happen if they got the signatures?
Well, and I don't know necessarily know that either. If they go through the recall, I think, you know, the entire process is just unfortunate. So I don't know exactly if he's removed from office or what it is. But it puts him in a tough spot. And to be honest with you, I will go back to what Representative Kiefer talked about in kind of his own words. I think this effort by this vocal minority is going to strengthen Representative Kiefert's presence in his district. I think the voters are going to take this personally, and they should, because they're going to say, really? You don't think we know who we're voting for? You don't think we know best represents our district and the values of the people in our district, I do think the voters will take this personally. And I think Representative Kiefert, if he has to go through this recall situation, if he has to go run for his own seat again, I think he'll win by an even larger majority. Because what this is doing is this is exposing kind of there's a certain level of pettiness about how these things are going. They're literally undermining the wishes of the voters who strongly elected Representative Kiefert and a number of other legislators throughout the state of North Dakota who won by large margins. And all of a sudden, a vocal minority is being critical. And what they don't realize that they're doing is they're being critical of the judgment of the voters in those districts. And I think the voters are going to take that personally, and rightfully so, because I think in North Dakota, I think our districts, you know, we're going to end up representing anywhere from 14,000 to 17,000 people. It sounds like a large number, but a lot of these legislators are known by their constituents. And I think our constituents take who they send to Bismarck extremely, they take it seriously. And I think they put time and thought into their vote. And I think what this is doing, this whole process, this is just another example of, I think, you know, we're kind of questioning the judgment of the citizens in North Dakota. And to be honest with you, I don't think it's a good idea, because I think the citizens in North Dakota are extremely informed. They take the voting process seriously. And I think it's going to strengthen, you know, the Republican Party as a whole, as a party that does embrace diversity of thought, that does embrace discourse,
gotcha,
that does say, you know what, we can disagree, but at the same time, we do agree on what's best for the state of North Dakota. And that's what the vast majority of legislators out in Bismarck are willing to do, and take that very seriously as part of their responsibility to serve.
All right. Well, Greg, appreciate you shedding some light on this one and giving us a perspective. I'm sure that there are many who stand with you in your support for Representative Kiefert. Appreciate the time today, sir, and have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Steve, thank you so much. Take care.
You do the same. That's Greg Steeman, state representative out of District 27 in Fargo, joining us here on the program. All right, that opens up a phone line for you, 1-800-228-0550. You can also text in to Todd at 701-226-8503. Got a couple minutes left in this segment, and then the final segment of our program is wide open for phone calls as well. So let us know what is on your mind. That's the name of the program. We would like to hear from you today. A number of you have sent in text messages today giving us your comments on different items. A lot of comments coming in now on Dr. Scott Jensen. Dr. Jensen, thank you so much for mentioning natural immunity to COVID-19. Nobody's talking about that. Another text, I really hope you have Dr. Scott on again. He's much smarter than Fauci. Another text, let's see. Oh, kind of switching gears again, back to the boycott issue that we talked about earlier. And you can tell us your story. What products are you boycotting right now, if you've decided to do that? I'm doing my first ever boycott. And I've traded in my Diet Coke for Diet Pepsi, and I don't know, Diet Pepsi might be just as culpable on something or another, but as of right now, I'm not being offended by Diet Pepsi, so I'm going to go with it.
Yep.
But what products are you boycotting? Once Coke got involved with the voting in Georgia, I said, that's enough. So I'm done with Diet Coke. I'm drinking Diet Pepsi. I don't like it nearly as much, but maybe that's a good thing. What products have you given up? Would love to hear from you here at 1-800-228-0550. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Talking about the boycotts, I could not care less about the overpaid, whining, loudmouth jackwagons who play pro sports. They play a game. They are nothing more than entertainers. There have been times when I needed a police officer, doctor, fireman, mechanic, or even a broadcaster who brings me information, but never in my life have I needed an actor, comedian, or professional athlete or a musician. And also, I learned a long time ago, if the Vikings win or lose, I still have to get up to go to work Monday morning, so I stopped wasting my time watching millionaires play a game. All right.
There you go.
More perspective from you. Some good stuff there. And the phone lines are ringing. We'll get back to your calls when we come back next on What's on Your Mind. Stay right there.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg. It really doesn't in the long run. It's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com. Two D's in that. RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134 and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1 liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents, 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, Buick GMC. Rewarranty lasts a lifetime. That's right, a free lifetime powertrain warranty. New Buicks and GMCs and most of the late model used vehicles. Unlike anything else offered in the area, and does not cost you a dime. Schwann Buick GMC believes in taking care of you. Buy it with confidence, drive worry-free. And if you do end up needing a service vehicle, they've got those two just in case. Log on, shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Very good. Todd, are you boycotting any products right now, sir?
You sitting out on anything? I'm boycotting boycotts. I refuse to buy into the boycott cancel culture. I just don't. I'm not. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know. I'm just not mad right now at anything.
You're a lover, not a fighter. We get
that.
There
you go. There you go.
Yeah, you don't get on the top five list of most popular radio personalities in Bismarck, Mad Dad, if you're a fighter. So, yeah. All right, my man. All right. So we've got a bunch of emails and texts that have come in. But before we do that, I have had a chance now to be on the radio for quite a while today, and I'm starting to get really hungry, and I'm starting to look at these great specials cooking at PetroServe USA. Too numerous to mention. All you got to know is if you want a good, fresh, home-cooked meal. That's right, I said home-cooked at the gas station. PetroServe USA. They are a full-service convenience store, all the things that you need, including some great lunches. There's Swedish meatballs, lasagna, fettuccine, tater tot hot dish. Check them out, PetroServe USA. Got a couple minutes left here on the program. Would love to hear from you before we wrap things up. 800-228-0550. What are you boycotting? Have you said, you know what, this is enough? Is it working? My boycott is not working.
You don't know that yet. It might be. But you know what? I think, I think that not enough people really paid attention to the MLB thing with Coke and Atlanta and all that going to Denver.
Well, that's my deal. I'm sitting out Diet Coke. I changed to Diet Pepsi, and their second quarter earnings and revenue just beat Wall Street expectations. They also raised their full-year forecast for adjusted earnings per share and organic revenue growth for the remainder of 2021. So let's put it to you this way. You don't want me boycotting. Well, you probably do. You want me boycotting your product because I'm apparently the kiss of death for people who want to go counterculture there. All right, let's go to Steve, and Steve is on the line. Steve, you're on What's On Your Mind. What's going on, my man?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't do Coke anymore. My rums went to Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I like it better than Coke, so that turned out good. Another thing is Campbell's. I don't buy anything Campbell's. And believe me, I love my V8, but I find that the vegetable juice at Sunmart, if I add a little hot banana pepper juice, so I like it better than the spicy V8, which I used to buy.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, that's working out. And the NFL is off my list, totally.
It is.
Not
okay.
Ever going to watch it. Yeah, and every time you do a sports report on here, it's like a needle in my ear.
Oh, sorry about that.
So that's all right. I still listen to you. The other thing is, I don't do Bison anymore. I'm not going to do Bison until everyone on that team is gone, graduated, or transferred. I can wait 4 years before I do anything with that team again.
Okay. Well, now Trey Lance was the one, but I don't remember if there were others that took a knee. I don't remember.
Yeah, there was six or seven of them, but no one spoke out against it. No one said, no, we shouldn't be doing this. It's like, we got to do what's popular. We're just going to turn a blind eye, and I don't agree with that
at all. Thanks.
By ignoring it, they think it just goes away.
Yeah. Brian in South Fargo. Brian, you want to talk about farming? Love to talk some farming. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, hey, I'm a truck driver, so I get a lot of time to drive around and see things out in the country and think and stuff. And I got a question which is going to lead to a couple suggestions. When it's going to be very difficult for farmers and ranchers to feed their cattle this year because of how dry it is. There's just hardly any hay out there. Right. My question is, can cows or cattle eat sugar beets? And if they can, you know how when they take the sugar beets to the piling stations, they always dump the little ones back in the truck. The farmers take them back out, put them in their field, and just grind them up into the ground. Is that something that the cattle could eat? They could possibly sell them? And the second part of this is, for the last number of years, the sugar beet farmers have actually grown too many sugar beets, and they end up just dumping them in, plowing them back into the ground and not even harvesting them. Is it possible that if that happens again this year, that they could be lifted out of the ground and sold as cattle feed?
Okay, good questions, Brian. Somebody is going to know the answer.
Yep, feeding carrots or sugar beets to cattle is acceptable. It's fine, yeah.
Does it give you the nutritional value you get out of other foods?
Yeah, it does. Okay. You break it down, yeah.
Okay, maybe there's a market there. All right, let's sneak in one more. Ken, calling from Missouri about things in North Dakota. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, how are you all doing up there?
We're doing great. Got about 30 seconds, sir.
All right. I heard the weather up there absolutely sucks. You guys need rain bad. Farms are drying up and the cattle are starving and everything else, and I wish there. I pray to God that y'all get some rain up there. I really do.
No, thanks, Ken. We need prayers. It's about the best thing.
I graduated high school there in 1969. Man, I left the state and I haven't been back since. And I want to come up there and visit sometime, but I've looked on the doggone weather lately, and I'm going, damn, do I really want to? They're hotter than we are down here.
Yeah.
My wife grew up in water.
Yeah, my wife grew up in St. Louis, and she says, this feels like what it used to be down there. Thank you, Ken. Yeah, come on up. It's a great place, no doubt, and there's a lot of good stuff going on. But, yeah, this summer has been really hot, and we have not had much rain.
We got a lot of smoke hanging in the air right now, as everybody does.
There's
right
that,
now,
too.
Everyone's in the country. So.
That'll do it. All right, hey, thanks for hanging out with us today on What's On Your Mind. Scotty, be back. We've got a couple of texts. When is Scotty going to be back? As soon as he's back up and at him. Have a great day, folks.
You don't
take
need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.